T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, a lot of us think, as it relates to the coronavirus, we've got it bad and it's affecting us. And I think some of us forget how good we really have it. Chris Deere joins us, Chalmette High School teacher, 2020 Louisiana Teacher of the Year. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time with us. I'm gonna start by letting you. You seem like a humble man, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. What makes you such a good teacher?
You know, it's interesting. When you get the title Louisiana Teacher of the Year, everyone always asks, "Why are you the best teacher?" But I don't think of myself as the best teacher. I think of myself as someone who can represent Louisiana and represent Louisiana teachers. So I don't really know what makes me the best teacher, because my mom's a teacher and I think she's a way better teacher than me. So I don't think I'm, you know, anything too special, but I think it's an honor to be chosen to represent Louisiana.
You know, I was mentioning earlier, I told my daughter, who has now graduated from college, when she was a senior at Mount Carmel, savor this, enjoy it, because next year there's going to be a new senior class and you're going to be yesterday's news. And I don't mean that negatively, but it's true. So you
it's
wrote
true.
A
you
letter.
Only have one senior year, and you need to embrace it and you need to enjoy it. Yeah,
savor it. That's what I'm told her. You got to savor
exactly.
Every moment, because it's going to go by in a blink of an eye. So
that's
you wrote
a
letter. First of all, you, like Tim and Master Control there, you had your senior season messed up by Katrina, correct?
Correct, I did, and I remember the feeling. It wasn't a good feeling to you know, be uprooted immediately and not be able to finish your senior year. And I remember during Katrina, and rightfully so, everyone was caught up with what was going on. The news cycle was 24/7 Katrina, and rightfully so. It was a disastrous time, just like today. But I also remember feeling like, well, what about the seniors? What about our year? What about, you know, things for us, what we were supposed to be doing?
You only get one.
Right.
So what did you you wrote a letter, I know, the class of 2020. Let me take a break here, because I want to give you some uninterrupted time to talk about some of the points that you made in the letter, and in terms of other seniors that might be listening. In college, for example, Jordan Fiegel, he lost a chance to walk across the stage at the University of Alabama, because he actually graduated the year. He got his degree. He didn't get the ceremony. The year that they had the tornado that killed 50 people in Tuscaloosa. So I feel guilty, because I had no problem at all. Everything worked out fine for me. Chris Deere will rejoin us when we come back. It is 8:50, and that is time for WWL Traffic. 6 before 9, we're talking to Chris Deere, Chalmette High School teacher, 2020 Louisiana Teacher of the Year, about a letter he wrote to the class of 2020. And it's not just about the class of 2020 at Chalmette High, it's to all high school seniors. And I was saying earlier, Chris, that I told my daughter that, you know, enjoy your senior year, because you only get one. And after that, they have another senior class, and you're yesterday's news. However, if you look at it from the other way, educators have a different senior class every year. And is that part of what prompted you to write this letter?
It is, because, you know, we work so hard as educators to help students get to that finish line, to walk across that stage. So when you have students that I had that came to me Friday after they canceled schools for a duration, they were concerned about their senior trip and prom, and are they going to walk across the stage? And I remember feeling all the things that I felt after Katrina when something happened to my senior year. So that's why I really wanted to write a letter. I actually just wanted to write a letter to them. but other teachers were texting me and worrying about their seniors. And then I had a call from a family friend, Mercedes Schneider. She's also a teacher and an author. And she said, why don't you write a letter to seniors across the state? And then she said, why not just across the country to any senior who wants to read it? So I decided to pen that letter to just any senior who might be feeling the way that my seniors were feeling. And I had no idea it was going to take off the way it did.
Other than the references to electronic media, that could have applied to me or even the classes in the future. And I know you, rather than read the thing in its entirety, tell me some of the points that you wanted to stress and why it was that you chose those things.
Yeah, so overall, my purpose was to let students know that they're not forgotten throughout all of this, that, you know, I see you, I care about you, I value your perspectives, but it's not just me, it's teachers all across the country that care. You know, as I stated in the letter, we don't stop caring because they walk, you know, because they leave our classroom walls. In fact, when students are not with us, we might care a little more about them. But the advice that I was given is that even though they're not in the classrooms, learning doesn't need to stop, and creativity and innovation doesn't need to stop. These students are creative. They're born with technology, smartphones at an early age, and they're innovative. And I was just given some examples of things you can do. I mean, they can, I told them, listen to podcasts. And I said, hell, why not make a podcast? And I'm seeing seniors across the country, you know, making these podcasts and making these vlogs and really getting innovative with their learning. So it doesn't, learning doesn't have to just be confined to the classroom walls. And that's what I wanted to you know, kind of convey, give them a sense of meaning.
I would think you might be around 30, 31 years old if your senior year was Katrina. Is that about right?
31, yes.
31. So it has to be interesting to you and fascinating. Good or bad, like it or not, these are the people that are going to shape the world in the future. Right?
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and we need to take care of them as best as possible. We have so many issues that it's going to be on their shoulders when they get older. And we talk a lot about, you know, when they get into the real world, but a lot of them are already living in the real world. They're already impacted by so many issues that are going on today. And I think growing up is hard. I think we forget about the challenges that students face, that young people face. You know, they're trying to find their identity and who they are. They're making decisions that are going to literally define them for the rest of their lives. And it's not even just about academic growth, but they need that emotional and social development as well. They need that connection. They crave it. And schools can provide that. So it's definitely it's going to be a bigger impact than I think we know.
Where does the prom stand now? Because that is a big thing when you're a senior.
Huge. And the prom at Chalmette High has been postponed to late April, but I think everything is so up in the air. Their senior trip was officially canceled a few days ago, so I think everything's up in the air. But in many ways, it's not just about those events for some students. Some students might come from, you know, abusive households or homes with food insecurities. Some students have their parents losing jobs now. Some students are losing their grandparents. So it's much bigger than just a few events, you know?
Chris, I feel better knowing you're there instructing the people that are going to change the world in the future, and I thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Tommy.
It's a marvelous letter. If you've not seen it, you can find it at just Google chrisdier.com, C-H-R-I-S-D-I-E-R, and you'll see it. An open letter to the class to high school seniors, and it is very well done. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about unemployment and coronavirus here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.